The penultimate movement of Bach's Mass in B minor is the exquisite Agnus Dei, the aria for alto, obbligato unison violins, and continuo. In this movement, Bach works with the three textual units of the Mass liturgy. The first are the two words Agnus Dei, Lamb of God. The next textual unit is Qui tollis peccata mundi, who takes away the sins of the world. And the third and final phrase is Miserere nobis, have mercy on us. Bach will repeat these textual units many times and in various orders. I can listen to this movement over and over, and every time hear and appreciate new things. In the opening ritornello, for instance, I hear two things. First, in the continual writing, or the bass line, in the first 3.5 measures, there's an eighth note rest after every single eighth note. The second thing I enjoy in this movement is that all the violins play together in unison, the firsts and seconds. When you perform early music, you are expected to play it absolutely in tune, and that means no vibrato. Just hit the note and get it right. If you use vibrato, you hit the note, you play above the note, you hit the note again, you play below the note. No. Play the note, and this lets the instruments absolutely ring in sympathy with each other. I notice also how Bach contrasts the short notes of the basso continuo with the long flowing melody in the violins. And then there is the alto soloist, the whole point of the aria, because we need to hear the words of the liturgy. I enjoy hearing these long lines sung by the alto, sung in duet with the long sustained lines of the violin writing, all of which is supported by the short notes in the continuo. Bach's music seems to be pleading with the Lamb of God to have mercy on us.